Now we have verse 3, a prudent man foreseeth evil, hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. In other words, the man that's smart, do you want to be smart? You want to be that? Then, for goodness sake, make arrangements for the future. And all these insurance companies say, now you want to prepare for the future. Make arrangements for your old age. Make arrangements to take care of your children and that sort of thing. Yes, but what about the next step, brother? What about the future? And there's a great deal here that is said about this in this particular chapter. And I'm going to probably just emphasize that rather than to go into some of these other. And that is just simply this. We need to make it very clear that when a man steps over and he's made no preparation, that man is a very foolish man. And the Scripture calls him a fool. And I will tell this, and this will be about what we're going to take up in this particular chapter here. And that is, when I was a young man in Nashville, Tennessee, I was very far from the Lord for a while. I remember a young couple, they were a fine young couple, they belonged to a rich family. At a dance one night, they announced their engagement. And then later on, they were married. They made the society page and all that. And they had bought a very lovely southern home. Big pillars out in front, white columns there. And they had searched everywhere for antiques, and they had furnished that place so lovely. And then the day came for their marriage. Oh, they had worked so hard preparing that home. And then they were married, and they took their wedding trip. On their honeymoon, they went over to the Smokies, the Great Smokies, over in East Tennessee and North Carolina. And leaving Gatlinburg and going up into the mountains, they went around a curve. And they were hit, knocked off the highway, down a precipice. The thing caught fire. They were both killed. I used to, later on, after I was saved, I'd go by that home. For years, it was not even occupied. The parents just closed the door and left it there. I'd ride by there, and I'd think, my, what preparation they made to live down here, and they never lived in it 1 hour, not even 1 minute. And yet they went into eternity unprepared. May I say to you, this is a tremendous chapter here, this chapter 22 that we're looking at, and it speaks of these things that are so important, of making preparation for eternity. And then we have here, we are to train up a child concerning the way he should go. When he is old, he'll not depart from it. That's in verse 6. Well, what he's saying is just simply this. The child has a way that God wants him to go, and you to find that out. You're not to bring up the child in the way you think he should go, but the way God wants him to go. And that is the meaning there. That means the parent should find that out. And then we find here in verse 8, he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his wrath shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. And that is a verse that has occurred again and again. And here we have that lazy man again in verse 13. The lazy man saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the street. Believe me, he has a lot of excuses. It's cold outside, and he's not going to plow because it's cold. And there are many other excuses. And now he says there's a lion out there. And I think he's lying, by the way, about that also. But he's lazy. And then verse 15, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Discipline is needed, but we need to be very careful that we not provoke our children to anger. That is because we are angry.